Blog Talk Radio.
Richardson, thank you. I just bless God this evening.
We wanted to bring something forth tonight. Apostle Clark will be back with us on next week. It is May 24th, 2012. I just want to bring a short word to you, a short message. For truly God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, and it is according to the power that worketh within us. Well, Father, we thank you for this half an hour of power, and Lord God, we're grateful to who you are in our lives. I ask you right now, Lord God, that you would use me so I can bring forth your message on exposing Satan's devices. And Father, I thank you that my tongue will be as a ready writer. And I thank you, Father God, that I will go forth in your power, in your might, in your authority, and that your people would receive what you're saying to your church. I cover this message with the blood of Jesus, and I thank you, Lord God, that every ear gate that hear it will receive it as your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and I say amen. Well, tonight I'm going to bring a brief message on exposing Satan's devices with the S. You know, the spiritual warfare, yes, it is a battle. And the battleground is in the mind. God has given us mighty weapons to which to fight the enemy, to fight the devil. And we need not to be discouraged or fearful that we cannot overcome him. We can overcome everything that the devil, the enemy, bring against us through Christ. Now, where is the battle? Where is the battle fought? The battleground is in the mind. Satan, he brings lewd thoughts and temptation or doubt or unbelief to our minds. And we must know how to deal with those high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. We must know how to bring them into captivity. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. Chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, we find our battle is against wicked imaginations that Satan, the enemy, that he sends our way. Let's read. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, that means there's more than one, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, this war in which we are engaged in is not in the flesh, but it's in the spirit realm. When we have a thought that is, I'm gonna call it alien to the Word of God, to God's Word, we must learn to deal with it as if it is from the enemy. If we are to get the victory, then we must know when the enemy sends thoughts to our minds. We must try it by God's Word. And I'm going to say that again. Every thought, we must try it by God's word. What does God's word say about this? When we have those thoughts such as resentment, jealousy, pride, hatred, bitterness, fear, doubt, unbelief, depression, sorrow, the lust of the flesh, greed, and I can go on and on. But we must realize that these do not come from our precious Lord, but they originate from the pits of hell. And the originator is Satan, Lucifer, the enemy. Thoughts will soon become actions. So that's why it's so important that we cast them down. Yes, we must cast them down. God wants us to be filled with his love, with his peace, with his health, with his joy, with his faith. So we know any time that we get thoughts that does not line up with God's word, we know who the originator is, who the author is. And anything that opposes or is opposite of those, the things that I just read, cannot be from God. It cannot be God's suggestions. Cannot be his will for our lives. So God wants us to be filled with his love, not Satan's hate, with God's peace, not Satan's confusion, with good health, not sickly, with joy, not disturbance, being disturbed. He wants us to be filled with his faith, not fear. You know, the first step to getting the victory over the enemy is we have to realize and recognize that it's him. See, sometimes we get so deceived and we don't even recognize the enemy. We don't even know when it's him. We must immediately, as soon as that thought comes to our mind, we must rebuke that thought, every evil thought, and we must command the enemy to leave. We must command Satan to go, the devil. We must command him to leave from his wicked suggestions. You know, it is not sinful to have a fleeting evil thought in our minds, but rather we must cast them down. We must not allow them to stay. But when those evil thoughts, as that is the way Satan comes to tempt us, but however, the sin is in when we allow the thought to stay and muse us and misuse us and stay there in our minds, and we allow it to just settle in our hearts. And when we do it, when we do this, I'm telling you, people of God, eventually we put that thought into some kind of action. You know, we're told to guard our hearts in Proverbs 4:23. The word of God says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So God tells us to keep our hearts. Satan come against the thoughts that God give us. He come against the thought of life, of many Christians, and he'll make us feel condemned. And he'll condemn you for even thinking the things he brings to your mind. The things that defile you. These thoughts, they come many times, even during worship service or during times of prayer. And these thoughts are designed just to distract us from the Lord. But we must take authority over the devil, over the enemy, and we must command him to leave. Taking with him and tell him to take all his evil thoughts and his condemnation and recognize that he is the source of the mental pictures that have came in our thoughts. And sometimes there are so many evil fixations and thoughts that would be so embarrassing even to mention that come in our minds. But need not to be ashamed, because enemy, see, he come to torment us. He come to torment us and make us not even want to deal with the issues, or even to know how to deal with him. But once we have discovered that the enemy has wiles, and to understand that he works in certain patterns, we will be able to quickly get rid of him. See, we can eradicate the enemy out of our thoughts. That's the kind of power and authority that we walk in. But we must not allow those evil thoughts to take root in our minds. But we must resist them so that they'll flee. The Word of God says that if we resist the enemy, he'll flee. But if we allow them to take root, then they must be dealt with differently. As a root is more difficult to dig out than a thought, a fleeing thought. See, ideals that becomes roots, become strongholds in our mind. And once this occur, it usually take the power of the Holy Spirit to bring deliverance to the person. We must guard our thought life as well as the ear gate, as well as the eye gate into our lives. We must not allow the enemy any entrance. And that's why it's important that we know who we allow to feed our spirits, to talk in our ear gate. You know, James 4:7 says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So what I'm saying to you tonight, we have that authority, and we have that power that we can cast every high thing down that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and we can bring every thought into captivity. Those are the weapons of our warfare that we can use. We have power to change our minds, to pull our thoughts down, and to reign with God. To win, to rule, to super rule. For God is awesome. For God is kind. For God is within us. So I want to encourage you tonight to move forth in the authority that God has given you. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And the Word of God says, for we walk in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So don't fight a carnal battle because you're going to lose. Our warfare is spiritual. So don't get all upset and uptight when things don't go right. But just know how to say, this too will pass. And you win when you fight in the spiritual battle in the spirit. And the war that we are engaged in, is not in the flesh. So we have to take those thoughts and consider which thought is of God. Well, I want to bless you this evening for tuning in to another broadcast of the Warfare Hour. I wanted to bring the word forth, and I know Apostle Clark Richardson will be with us on next week. So until then, let the word marinate in your spirit. Take authority. Have God's peace on you. Don't let the enemy have an inch of your thought life. For God is good, and God is kind, and God rules, and He super rules. So until we meet again, I just want to encourage you to be blessed of the Lord. And just know that there's absolutely, positively nothing too high for God. Nothing is too hard for our Master. You to get excited. We win, people of God. We win. And right now I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to fall upon us, to reign in our lives. Yes. Be blessed with the music. Have a wonderful night, and God bless you.
You're the lifter of my head, I believe what a youth that I am forgiven. For me your blood was shed, that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. The sum total of everything. For all time, forever, Lord, you reign supreme. No more to say, there's nothing more to contemplate. Creator of the universe, maker of all things, speak and it shall come to pass. Declare what shall be, that's the bottom line. You're the love of my heart, you're the light in the dark. You're my protection, you're my life and resurrection. You're the lifter of my head, I believe what you said I am forgiven. For me your blood was shed, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. The sum total of everything. For all time, forever, Lord, you reign supreme. No more to say, there's nothing more to contemplate. Creator of the universe, maker of all things, speaking it shall come to pass. Declare what shall be, and that's the bottom line. The sum total of everything. For all time, forever, Lord, you reign supreme. No more to say, there's nothing more to contemplate. Creator of the universe, maker of all things, speak and it shall come to pass, declare what shall be, that's the bottom line. I will always give you praise, that's the bottom line. To the end of my day, that's the bottom line. I was born to give you praise, that's the bottom line. So that's what I'm gonna do, yeah. That's the bottom line, nothing more to say. I will always give you praise, yes I will. For the rest of my day, that's the bottom line. I will always give you praise, yeah. You're the reason why I live. I will always give you praise. I will give my life and give my heart. I will give my soul to you, yeah. That's the bottom line, bottom line.